继续来查考约翰一书。
Let us continue to study 1 John.
彼得前后书是讲盼望的人生。
First and Second Peter talks about a life of hope.
那个主要的盼望就是活泼的盼望。
And this hope is a living hope.
就是天国的盼望。
And it is a hope of the heavenly kingdom.
那约翰一二三书是讲爱的人生。
In 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John talks about a life of love.
那爱的来源就是神本身。
And the source of love is God himself.
那神就是爱。
And God is love.
那在约翰一书里面有四次出现我将这些话告诉你。
In 1 John, 4 times it mentions these things we write to you.
当然圣经就是神的话。
And the Bible are the words of God.
是借着人写出来的。
And it is written through men.
所以神我们的父将这些话写给我们是有目的的。
So God our Father, he wrote these things to us with a purpose.
约翰一书第一章第四节，请读。
First John chapter 1 verse 4, And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
我们的父亲非常希望我们过得很喜乐的生活。
Our Father wants us to live a life of joy.
所以他说我将这话写给你们。
And therefore he said these things we write to you.
那怎么能够过得很喜乐呢？
How can we live joyfully?
第三节。
Verse 3.
就是要两种团契。
There's two types of fellowship.
第一个跟神团契。
First is fellowship with God.
第二个弟兄姐妹的团契。
Second is fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们的心里面常常被世界充满。
In our hearts, we are often filled with the world.
所以为什么我们不快乐？
And that is why we do not have joy.
因为世界的事讲穿了就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Because the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of flesh are the things of this world.
这个都跟罪性有关啊。
And these all have to do with sin.
有短暂的刺激，但是没有真正的满足。
And they have a short-term satisfaction, but they do not have a long-lasting satisfaction.
那我们现在让神进来。
And now we want God to enter.
神就是光。
God is light.
神就是爱。
He is love.
神就是道。
And he is the way.
这个神一进来，就带给我们真正的满足。
And when he enters, he will allow us to have true satisfaction.
那要跟神团契，我们要进到神的里面。
And for us to have fellowship with God, we must enter into God.
我们现在生活进入世界太深。
Today, in our daily lives, we enter into the world too much.
那这个世界是什么？
And what is the world?
功名利禄。
It is your own benefits and your own status name.
劳苦愁烦。
It is filled with labor and toil.
在世界你找不到快乐。
You cannot find joy in this world.
那如果我们进到神里面。
But if we enter into God,
进到神的爱恩典里面,
we enter into His love and His grace.
进到神的话, 神的光里面,
if we enter into His word and into His light,
进到神的灵里面,
we enter into His spirit,
我们的生活就很满足,
then our lives will be satisfied.
所以父亲天父对我们讲是要让我们喜乐。
So the Father tells us these things that we may have joy.
那第二个就是我们弟兄姊妹之间要把我们对神的认识体验这样来分享。
And second is between brothers and sisters, we should share our experiences with God with them.
然后用神的爱彼此关心互相代祷。
And to care for one another and intercede with, for one another out of love.
那我们的生活就很喜乐。
Then our lives will be filled with joy.
所以跟神跟人都有很亲密的关系。
And we will have a very intimate relationship with God and men.
好，那我们看第二章第一节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
做父亲的都希望，父母亲都希望小孩子不要生病，不要欠债。
As parents, we do not want our children to get sick or be in debt.
生病就没有快乐了。
Because when you're sick, you do not have joy.
欠债就很大的压力，有忧虑。
And when you are in debt, then you'll have many worries.
天上的父亲也希望我们不要生病，不要欠债。
And our Heavenly Father also does not want us to get sick or be in debt.
这样我们生活才会喜乐平安。
Only then will our lives be filled with joy and peace.
那个病跟债是什么？
And what is this illness and debt?
就是罪。
It is sin.
罪就是病。
Sin is a sickness.
这个罪没有解决到最后会死的。
And if you do not do something about this sickness, then you will die.
那罪也是债。
And sin is a debt.
亏欠神的荣耀。
Because you fall short of the glory of God.
所以有罪的人良心不平安。
And so people who have sinned, their hearts cannot rest.
物质上什么都有，但是内心就是没有平安。
They do not have peace in their hearts, even though material-wise they have everything they need.
因为良心在里面责备我们。
Because their conscience is rebuking them within.
所以我将这个话写给你，要叫你不要犯罪。
So these things I write to you so that you may not sin.
这样我们的生活才会喜乐。
Then our lives will be filled with joy.
才会平安。
And peace.
我们现在看第三个。
Let's look at the third one.
看约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
26节。
Verse 26. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
这个说我将这个话写给你们是引诱你们的人说的。这个英文有两个翻译。
There are two interpretations or translations in the English.
都是很有意思的。一个叫做 deceive, 就是不要被骗了。
And one of them is deceive.
那另外一个叫 led astray, 就是不要被引偏了，走偏了路。
And another translation is to lead astray.
那这两个是有关系的。
And these are related.
第一个先被骗了，所以你才会被引导走歪的路。
First, you are deceived, and that is why you are led astray.
所以我将这个话写给你，就是前面这一些教训，提醒我们信仰生活要很谨慎，不要被骗了，不要被引导进入错误的方向跟道路。
And these things I have written to you, and these are the teachings, and I have written these things to you so that you will not be deceived or led astray.
有时候我们当父母的，现在父母很少没有到学校去接小孩子。
As parents, most of us go to school to pick up our children.
其中一个很大的原因呢。
And there is one main reason.
就是为着他们安全。
And it is for their safety.
因为小孩子很好骗啊，一个糖果就可以把他骗走了。
Because children are easily deceived, you can deceive them with just a piece of candy.
所以最保险就是父母亲自去载他回来。
So the safest way is for the parents themselves to pick up their children.
那小的时候很在乎这个小孩子不能够跟陌生人单独来往。
And when you're younger, you teach them not to talk or interact with strangers.
因为他没有判断力。
Because they don't have discernment.
所以父母要常常很警醒。
So the parents have to be very alert.
那一直到了上大学，这个是最危险的时间。
And college is also a very dangerous time.
忽然间父母不在身旁。
The parents are no longer beside you.
那你自己决定吧，你要做什么都可以。
And you have to make your own decisions on what you want to do.
那在大学一二年级交朋友非常非常重要。
It's very important the friends you make in the first and second year of college.
如果交错了朋友，
if you make the wrong friends,
就被引导进入错误的生活方向。
Then you will be led astray into the wrong way of life.
所以有一个青年呢，他在见证。
There was a young person who testified.
他说我现在很感谢我的妈妈。
And this person said that they are very thankful to the mother.
他是毕业很久，他才这样讲。
And only after graduating did they say this.
而我在读书的时候，我真的是很不喜欢我妈妈。
He or she said that while they were studying, they did not like the mother.
因为常常会打电话给我。
Because the mother would often call him.
说你去哪里。
And say, where are you going?
有时候中午，有时候晚上，有时候睡觉以前都会打。
Sometimes during lunchtime, in the afternoon, before bed.
那他就要交代几点几分我在图书馆，几点几分要做什么。
So the person had to report back at what time they were doing this and that at the library and such.
那个时候他觉得很烦。
At that time he felt very annoyed.
那现在回头过来看，他觉得很感谢他的母亲。
But looking back, he was very thankful to his mother.
就是因为他要向母亲交账，所以他不敢随便乱做，因为怕讲不出来。
Because he had to give a report to his mother, he did not want to do his own thing.
那他妈妈就是怕他交了坏朋友走错方向。
And the mother was afraid that he would make bad friends and be led astray.
那神也很在意，我们不要被骗了，被走错了方向。
And God also does not want us to be led astray and deceived.
啊，那到底这在讲什么？
And what is this talking about?
啊，我们现在来看啊，第约翰一书的第二章。
Let us look at 1 John chapter 2.
啊，二十四节。
Verse 24. 24. Therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
啊，这里说从起初所听见的要长存在心里。
And here it says that what you have heard from the beginning, let it abide in you.
哦，什么叫做起初？
What is from the beginning?
就是从信耶稣的第一天开始。
It is from the first day you believed in Christ.
哦，说听见，听见什么？
What have you heard?
哦，就是听见这些使徒向他们传的福音。
This is the gospel that the apostles preached to them.
哦，那这些使徒是第一手听到主耶稣讲的道理。
And these apostles were firsthand, and they're listening to what Jesus preached.
那主耶稣升天以后，就照着主耶稣的吩咐，到处去传福音。
After Jesus resurrected, they did according to God's command and went to preach.
哦，所以那个传的道理是非常纯正的。
So the gospel they preached was very pure and true.
那如果你们将起初听见的存在心里。
And if you let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning,
哦，那你就会住在主里面，啊，也必住在父里面。
You also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
啊，也就是说，神跟你，主耶稣跟你会非常亲密。
That means that you will have a very intimate relationship with God.
哦，然后二十五节
，Verse 25,
主所应许的就是永生。
And this is the promise that he has promised us eternal life.
所以为什么那个起初所听见的非常重要？
So why is it so important what we heard in the beginning?
因为最后就是要让我们得永生。
Because in the end, it will allow us to receive eternal life.
所以我们迷路了，去问路。
So when we are lost and we ask for directions.
如果有一个人跟你讲说我不知道，那你也很放心，反正他不知道。
If someone says, I don't know, then you might give up because they don't know.
但是最好就是遇到一个知道路的人，他引导我们走对的路。
But the best situation is if you encounter someone who knows the direction, they can guide you in the right way.
那我们最怕的是不知道路的人，啊，他就告诉你随便讲一下，就左转右转再就到了。
And we are most scared of people who don't know the way, but they tell you directions to turn left and right.
哦，那这样啊，他不知道路，他引导我们到最后不晓得开到哪里去啊。
And even though they don't know the directions we follow, and we don't know where we will end up.
啊，以后发现这个 GPS 也不是很可靠。
And you might realize that the GPS is not very trustworthy either.
所以做参考，我们还是要用头脑啊。
And so you must also just use that as a reference, but you have to use your own brain.
有的 GPS 在冬天把你拉到山上下雪的中间。
Sometimes in the winter, the GPS might lead you into the snowy mountains.
那有的 GPS 一直开到掉到悬崖里面。
And sometimes they might lead you to drive into the canyons.
所以我们信仰的最终的目标就是要回归到当初神托付给使徒的信仰。
So a main goal in our faith is to go back to the faith that was entrusted to the apostles in the beginning.
那神托付给使徒的信仰后来就写成了新约圣经。
And the gospel that was entrusted to the apostles by God was written into the New Testament.
所以我们现在的教会就是起初所听见的，因为我们回归于圣经的教训。
Our church today is which we have heard from the beginning because we have gone back to the Bible.
所以我们真耶稣教会现在已经一百年了。
So True Jesus Church is now 100 years old.
这个一百年呢，得救的要道是没有改变的。
And the way to salvation in these 100 years has not changed.
就是真耶稣教会所谓的五大教义。
And these are the five basic beliefs.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
Water baptism, foot washing, Holy Communion.
再来，圣灵安息日。
Holy Spirit and Holy Sabbath.
这是神启示我们，也是神启示当时使徒交代当时的使徒所传的。
This is what God has revealed to us and also revealed to the apostles in the beginning.
因此我们要谨慎。
And so therefore we must be alert.
因为 有的人会引诱我们离开我们起初所相信的。
Because some might deceive us and lead us astray from what we have heard from the beginning.
如果我们读保罗写的书信，
If we read the letters of Paul,
从哥罗西书开始，
starting from Colossians,
就提到那个时候已经教会有异端了。
There were heresies in the church at that time.
那如果我们读彼得所写的，
If we see what Peter wrote,
这个也是到他年纪大的时候写的，
And he wrote this in his advanced age.
他也提到要谨慎，有异端会迷惑。
And he also said to be alert because there will be heresies that would deceive you.
我们看彼得后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章的第一节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1.But these were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction.
这个地方说要谨慎假先知起来。
Because here it tells us to be watchful for false prophets.
为什么叫假先知？
Why they call false prophets?
因为他传的道理跟神交代使徒的不一样。
Because what they preach is different from what God entrusted to the apostles.
那这样如果被迷惑了就走偏了。
And if you are deceived, then you will be led astray.
那就是速速的灭亡。
And this will lead to destruction.
那到约翰一书，约翰到年纪大的时候写，也发现教会有这个问题。
And John also realized that there was this problem in 1 John when he wrote this in his old age.
我们看第二章的十八节。
If we look at 1 John chapter 2 verse 18. Verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour.
十九节。
Verse
29. 十九。二章十九节。
Verse chapter 2 verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
这个地方说，如今是末时了，有敌基督的出现。
And they said that it is the last hour because of the Antichrist is coming.
那这个敌基督我们一般在想，就是拜佛的啦，那个敌基督的。
And when we think about Antichrist, we might think of people who believe in Buddhists.
当然不错，他的拜的神跟我们不一样。
And it's true that the God they worship is different.
但是这里讲敌基督从哪里来？
But here it tells us where the Antichrist is coming from.
十九节。
Verse 19.
他是从我们中间出去的。
They went out from us.
那为什么要出去？因为他不属我们。
And they went out from us because they were not of us.
那如果属我们，他就会在一起。
Because if they had been of us, they would have continued with us.
那出去了，就是跟我们没有在一起。
And so if they went out from us, that means that they are no longer with us.
所以这个教会是基督的身体，从教会出去了，这个要很谨慎。
And so the church is the body of Christ. So to depart from the church, you must be very watchful.
那这个出去的，常常是因为对真理的看法不一样。
And many of people go out from the church because they have a different perspective on the truth.
我们看二十节、二十一节。
Let us look at verse 20 and 21. But you have an appointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. 21. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth.
二十二节。
22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
这里说23节说不认子就没有父。
23 says he who denies the Father does not have who denies the Son does not have the Father.
我如果不能够接受耶稣就是救主，其实在我的信仰里面就是没有神。
If you cannot accept that Jesus is the Savior, then you do not have God in your faith.
那认子连父也有。
And this he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
如果承认耶稣就是我的救主，
So if you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is my Savior,
那耶稣就是道成肉身的神，
And Jesus is God in human form.
神的奥秘就显在耶稣的身上，
And the mystery of God is revealed in Jesus Christ.
所以否定耶稣就等于没有神，
So if you deny Jesus Christ, then you do not have God.
这是当时教会会迷惑人的一点。
And this is one point that was deceiving the church at that time.
神怎么会变成人？
How did God become man?
人怎么有可能是神？
And how can man be God?
这个用人的逻辑推到最后，耶稣不是神。
From human logic, this may be impossible.
他可能是好人。
He might be a good person.
但是他不是神。
But he is not God.
那这样的信仰就会迷惑人。
This type of faith will deceive others.
如果耶稣是好人，他不是神，也不一定要信耶稣，好人一大堆。
If Jesus Christ is just a good person and he is not God, then you do not need to believe him because there are many good people.
那这跟起初听见的不一样。
This is different from what they heard from the beginning.
彼得后书里面讲到那个耶稣。
Second Peter talks about Jesus.
他说这个是遍茂山上啊，天上有声音说，这是我的爱主，我所喜悦的。
And this is on the Mount of Transfiguration, there is a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son.
他是非常肯定啊，耶稣是从天上来的，是有荣耀的。
And he knew that this was God from heaven, and he was filled with glory.
所以我们今天要很谨慎，跟我们的所相信的道理不一样啊，这个要非常谨慎。
And so today we must be very alert and watchful of anything that is different from the gospel that we believe in.
那这个迷惑人到底从哪里出来？
And where are those who deceive us coming from?
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
这里说，魔鬼从起初，就是犯罪的。
Here it says that the devil has sinned from the beginning.
而且魔鬼的作为就是要迷惑人。
And his purpose is to deceive others.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
所以我们可以看到，第一个，魔鬼从起初就是犯罪。
So here we can see that the devil sinned from the beginning.
这句话很多意思。
There are many meanings to this.
他不是自存的。
He is not self-existing.
他从起初他就是犯罪的。
From the beginning, he sinned.
他是诱惑人。
And he deceives men.
所以为什么会有迷惑人出来？这是魔鬼的工作。
And why are those who deceive you coming from you? Because this is the work of the devil.
所以我们现在领受的教育，比方说洗礼就有圣灵了。
So the teachings that we have received that when you are baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit.
这个跟我们领受的道理是不一样的。
This is different from the teachings that we have received in the beginning.
那如果被迷惑了，会发生什么问题？
And what problem occurs when you are deceived?
洗礼就有圣灵，为什么要求圣灵？
Well, if you receive the Holy Spirit when you are baptized, then why do you need to ask for the Holy Spirit?
但是我们传统的信仰是说，你得圣灵一定会说方言。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will speak in tongues.
那如果我受洗，我就有圣灵，我也不一定要说方言。
So if I am baptized and I receive the Holy Spirit, then I might not speak in tongues.
那有可能这个人到死都没有得圣灵。
And it could be that this person until his death will not receive the Holy Spirit.
为什么他相信我洗礼就有圣灵了？
Because he believes that when he was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit.
事实上他没有圣灵。
But in reality, he does not have the Holy Spirit.
那如果被迷惑这样信，我们就觉得我有圣灵了，我不需要求圣灵。
And if we are deceived and we believe this, then we think that we have the Holy Spirit and we do not need to ask for it.
那圣灵是进天国的凭据。
The Holy Spirit is our proof, our guarantee into the heavenly kingdom.
那没有圣灵，我自己觉得我有圣灵，那得救就有问题了。
So if I do not have the Holy Spirit, but I think I have the Holy Spirit, then there is a problem with our salvation.
所以被迷惑就会走偏了。
So if you are deceived, you'll be led astray.
走偏了，救恩就有问题了。
And if you're led astray, there will be a problem with your salvation.
所以我们在这个末世要非常谨慎。
So in the end times, you must be very alert and watchful.
敌基督不一定从外面来，是从里面出去的。
The Antichrist might not necessarily come from outside, but from within.
好，那我们现在看第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
第二章的二十七节。
Verse 27. 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teaches you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
这里说, 自由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
Here it says that the anointed teaches you.
什么叫做膏, 英文叫 anointed, 没有恩的哈, 这个膏啊, 就是圣灵。
The anointed is the Holy Spirit.
哦, 然后 27节 最后一句啊, 按着这个膏的教训, 住在主里面。
And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
哦, 所以为什么我们这么相信, 得圣灵这么重要。
Why is it that we believe it is so important for us to receive the Holy Spirit?
因为圣灵跟真理是合在一起的。
Because Holy Spirit and the truth are connected.
哦, 这照着恩膏的教训要住在主里面。
It is according to the anointing that he will abide in us.
哦, 所以我们要保守我们纯正的信仰跟得圣灵有非常重要的关系。
So we must hold on to the pure teachings that we have received.
我们在印度有一个后来发现了一个教会叫 True Jesus Mission.
In India, we realized there is a church called True Jesus Mission.
那跟 True Jesus Church 只差一个字。
And it's just one word different from True Jesus Church.
后来他们就很好奇, 就跑到 True Jesus Mission 的总部去看。
So they're very curious, so they went over to True Jesus Mission to take a look.
就发现了, 他们的总部, 有 一张是1920年代末期, 在中国大陆开联恩会的真耶稣教会的照片。
And they realized that in their books, they have a photo of a meeting that occurred in True Jesus Church in 1920 in China.
那这个照片很清楚写真耶稣教会。
And that photo very clearly says True Jesus Church.
就是, 在 印度的一个人信了真耶稣教会以后, 到中国大陆去受训, 参加联恩会。
So in India, there was a person who came to believe in True Jesus Church, and then he went to China to receive training.
那后来1948年以后, 中国大陆跟外面失去了联络。
After 1948, China lost contact with the rest of the world.
那这个印度的 True Jesus Mission 就没有跟外界联络。
And the True Jesus Mission in India did not have contact with other people.
那我们现在就发现，他们对圣灵就不太一样了。So
they have a different understanding on the Holy Spirit.
大部分都没有圣灵。Most
of them do not have the Holy Spirit.
所以这个我们教会是一体的。So
the church is one body.
那这个一体的如果出去了，切断了，渐渐道理会改变，圣灵会改变。
If you go out from this one body and you are cut off from the body, then the teachings will gradually change.
我们也知道在夏威夷教会有一个 True Jesus Mission.
We know that there is also a True Jesus Mission in Hawaii.
那跟 True Jesus Church 差不了多远。
And it's not that different from True Jesus Church.
那也因为信仰不同，后来就没有联络。
But because their faith and the truth was different, they didn't stay in contact.
后来这个 True Jesus Mission 渐渐就在水池里面洗礼。
And so,
水池里面洗礼。
So then they started having baptism in the pools.
也没有圣灵。
They do not have the Holy Spirit.
再来安息日也改做礼拜天。
And then they changed Sabbath day to Sunday.
信徒越来越少, 现在已经没有了。
And they have a decline in membership, and now they don't exist.
所以这个历史的证明，再加上圣经的教训，都是这样，要很谨慎。
And so the teachings from history and also the Bible tells us to be very watchful.
从起初所听见，要靠着恩膏，然后牢牢守着。
By the pointing which you have received from him abides in you, starting from the beginning.
靠着圣灵，牢牢守着。
And you have to keep it according by the help of the Holy Spirit.
这是在道理上我们需要分别要谨慎。
And these are the things that we must discern in terms of the truth and faith.
好，那我们现在看第四章。
Let us turn to chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
这里说一切的灵不可都信。
You cannot believe every spirit.
可见说灵不止一种。
And that tells us there is more than one kind of spirit.
所以才有一切的灵不可都信。
That's why you cannot believe every spirit.
那要试验哪个灵是出于神。
But test the spirits whether they are of God.
因为世上有许多的假先知出来。
Because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
所以这个灵如果不是从神出来的，这个就是假的先知。
If the spirit does not come from God, then it is a false prophet.
因此需要试炼，试验。
And so you have to test the spirits.
这样才不会被迷惑。
So you will not be deceived.
那接下去就提到最少有三个标准，怎么在灵界来判断，不会受迷惑，不会走偏。
And later on, we can see how there are three standards and how we can discern and not be led astray.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
第一个标准，他要承认耶稣是道成肉身。
The first standard is every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
也就是说，耶稣就是神因为道就是神嘛。
Then that is to say that Jesus Christ is God.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
如果他不承认耶稣就是神成为人。
If they do not believe that Jesus Christ is God in human form.
那这个灵就不是出于神。
Then the spirit is not of God.
因为出于神的灵一定会开我们的心，让我们认识耶稣。
Because the spirit from God will open our hearts so that we know Jesus Christ.
所以中国有一个我们民间有一个传统的宗教一贯道他说五教合一，五个教都合在一起。
And so in China, there is a religion that says there are different five different religions united as one.
其实如果他真的相信圣经
，But if they truly believe in the Bible,
他真的有圣灵。
And they truly have the Holy Spirit.
其他四个宗教都不需要了。
Then you don't need the four other religions.
所以。这个不是真的。
So this is not true.
他要相信耶稣是神。
You have to believe that Jesus is God.
他成为人。这是第一个标准。
He has come in the flesh. This is the first criteria.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡灵不认识耶稣的，就不是出于神，是那敌基督者的灵。
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
我们现在再看第五节。
Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them.
第六节。
6. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
神是从上面来的。
God comes from above.
但是其他的灵是从地上的。
But the other spirits of this world,
他们是属世界的。
They belong to the world.
所以他们就论世界的事。
And so they speak the things of the world.
你看我们教会里面如果祷告看异象大部分都是讲属灵的事。
So in our church, when people see visions, most of it is concerning spiritual things.
但是我们在一些宗教的灵界体验他们有所谓灵的作用，大部分都是讲地上的事。
But in other religions, when they have their spiritual experiences, most of it is regarding things of the world.
关于生意的，关于生病的，关于发财的，关于这个，都全部都是地上的事的。
About the things of this world, whether it be their businesses, prosperity, their health.
所以我们就知道这个灵是地上的。
So we know that the spirit is of the world.
那这个圣灵降临要把我们的心带向归向神。
And the Holy Spirit descended to bring our hearts back to God.
所以大部分他都是在讲属神的事情，属灵的事情。
And so it talks about things concerning God.
这是第二个标准。
This is the second criteria.
你仔细看这个灵界的作用到底是带人世界的事还是神的事。
And so we see the work of the Spirit, whether it is regarding the things of this world or the things of God.
从神来的带我们的心归向神，从地上来的带我们的心归向世界。
From God, it will bring our hearts back to God, but if it's from the world, it will bring our hearts to the world.
第三个。
The third.
叫第六节。
Verse 6.
认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。
He who knows God hears us, he who is not of God does not hear us.
这个听从我们不是说我叫他去扫地，他就是扫地，不是那种听从。
So when it says hears us, it doesn't mean that I tell him to clean and he listens to me and goes clean.
最后一句说可以认出真理的灵跟谬误的灵，可见听从我们是指着听从神启示我们的真理。
So here it says by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So it tells us that when it says hears us, this is regarding the truth in the beginning.
所以 如果一个人的灵是从神来的，
so if a person's spirit comes from God,
他一定会启示让他明白真理。
It will reveal to him so that he will understand the truth.
所以到最后真理会相同。
And so the truth will be the same.
这个不一定是第一次，但是最后的结论真理一定会相同。
And the conclusion is that the truth will be the same.
这个就是我们判别灵的最后而且最重要一个条件。
And this is the most important way that we can discern between the spirit.
所以在不同的宗教里面，甚至在基督教界里面有很多灵界的体验。
And so among the different religions, even among Christianity, there are many different spiritual experiences.
到最后就是用这个三个标准来判别。
So you use these three standards to discern.
那这样我们就可以保持我们一直在神的灵带领下不会受迷惑。
And then we will remain in the Spirit of God so that we will not be deceived.
我讲我们的信仰就有得救的把握。
And our faith will have a guarantee of salvation.
因为我们所信的真理是起初神传给我们的。
Because the truth that we believe in is preached to us by God from the beginning.
我们得到的圣灵是真理的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit we receive is the true Holy Spirit.
我们走在这条路，到最后就是永生。
And we walk on this path, and in the end will be eternal life.
所以这一些话告诉我们，是要叫我们不受迷惑。
So these things are written to us so that we will not be deceived.
到最后我们能够得到永生。
So in the end, we may have eternal life.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
接下来最后来祷告。
We'll now kneel down and make our concluding
prayer. 今天晚上我们有一个见证布道会。
We'll have a testimony session and gospel night.
下礼拜三开始有灵恩布道会。
Starting next Wednesday, we'll have our evangelical services.
我们最后一次祷告，特别为这灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us especially pray for our evangelical services and spiritual convocation next week.
求主带领，求主祝福。
That God will guide and bless it.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.